So Tony, some big news regarding the pharmacy program here. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, we're really excited about it. We get a chance to bring to the community a level of service that complements our core business, and that's healthcare. But the pharmacy is important to us because we come to realize that the pharmacy represents about 25% of the healthcare spend. And because of that, if we can get in front of that, we think that we can ultimately bend the healthcare curve. And what I mean by that is employers come to us, they tell us that cost of healthcare is getting out of control, and if we are the experts, which we believe we are in providing care, we should be able to help them bend that curve.
With respect to what's happening on the ground and how it's going to impact the people of Pella, mm-hmm. what's happening? Don Verslis is retiring. I think most people know that. Mm-hmm. And that you made a big announcement the other day about the acquisition of Crown Pharmacy. That's a big deal.
We think it is. We're excited about it. This project evolved. It was, as many knew, we were considering going into the pharmacy world. We even announced that we were going to build on our land. We then came to understand that Don was considering retirement, and it allowed us to reconsider. And at this point, continuing the business in an established location lets us get ahead of that game.
And so what happens? Do you take over the I guess he's got a big database somewhere. Do you
yes.
take over that? Or is that an easy task to do?
What we've come to find out in the typical sale of a pharmacy includes the sale of what you put the database or the records. It clearly then identifies patients that have been coming to his pharmacy on a routine basis and the prescriptions that were filled. Incidentally, most of those are filled by our providers that we have here in the hospital. So in purchasing a pharmacy per se, you buy those files, and those files then you continue the business. So when Don sells the business, he essentially turns over all the operations, we assume the operations and run it under our name.
But you also get more than that. I guess you get what he's given to his business for many, many years, and I presume that you'll continue the trust and loyalty and hope to build that and work on that legacy of his?
Absolutely. We want to pick up and take right where Don is leaving off. We were very happy that we had someone that had been tied so closely to the community as someone that can kind of hand the baton over to us. We think that the depth that we have in our core business will complement what was there and make it grow. We think that we can expand on the services that are offered from a local pharmacy.
My understanding is, from what you just said, that the other plans are now on hold, or are they terminated, or what's happening with the plans to build them on your own land?
Well, what this offered us was an opportunity to reflect. We didn't know Don was going to retire. So when we announced initially that we were going to build on site, it was always with the intent of doing great service. We had the opportunity then to have an established business. It allowed us to get a quicker foothold, if you will, into the market without starting from scratch. And then it keeps the service where it was located. It keeps those patients that like the location, that's familiar to them. Does it mean that we'll never build? If I had my dream come true, we would build such a great service there that we would outgrow it. And then that would mean a relocation to a different site where we could serve more people.
Okay. But nothing in the plans for now?
No. Everything that's on site has been suspended until we watch this develop.
See what happens.
Yeah.
Rumor on the street, believe it or not, when all of this was happening, was that there was some kind of a way that Pella Regional as a hospital could acquire the drugs that are so important to almost all of us or all of us at a discounted rate or something, mm-hmm. and that then you could be a distribution center. That was a rumor. Is there any truth to that?
Well, with every rumor, what I found out is there's just a little bit of truth to it, and then a whole lot of speculation and perhaps exaggeration. The program that you're probably speaking of is a program called 340B. 340B is, in fact, a government-run program that, by qualifying through several steps, an entity such as our hospital can qualify to purchase drugs at a reduced rate. It doesn't allow us to use that money for just anything, though. They have very strict guidelines, and that is to return that money back into the health and wellness and well-being of the community. And so as a healthcare provider, we have several programs within our organization that are not as financially sound as a typical business may run, but we feel that they're important to the community. It helps us then support those programs with the money that we get from this 340B program.
Okay, because there's things that you do that there's not a lot of return on.
Yeah, there are some that are upside down financially, and yet they're still very important to the community.
Mm-hmm. At the beginning, when we first started talking, you said that you thought, if I understood you right, that maybe somehow with this you could help reduce healthcare costs for individuals, companies.
Yes, did
I hear right?
You did, and it's real important. If anybody that looks at what was the intent of what's now labeled Obamacare and healthcare in general, it's the triple aim, and that is access to care, better care, lower cost care. And if you can hit those three things, then you are doing what is the intent of the healthcare continuum. As we look at it, we do think that we can lower the cost of care in a way that, let's step back, a patient that would go to the doctor for a prescription, 30% of the time, those patients don't fill the prescription.
No way.
It's incredible. It boggled me. I checked two or three sources.
Really?
It's just something. That reports are coming out that four of every $5 spent on health care goes for chronic conditions. So then you put those two together and you think of people that need drugs most. Those are the acutely ill that need to get better and not get worse. Those are the people that have chronic conditions that need to stay healthy so that they don't become in need of acute services. You know, I think we talked just briefly that if you think of a patient that is non-compliant to a drug therapy, then would need to go to the emergency department, would need to have an admission, would perhaps need to have an intervention far beyond the pill itself. We think that if we can manage that care with a focused approach of our medical home model, we have physicians and we have mid-levels, we have health coaches, we now are adding the pharmacist. And that entire team working with the patient then can keep them healthy.
Is my doctor going to know that I didn't have that last prescription filled?
Sure is. We're going to tattle on you.
Really?
Is what's going to happen. Keeping you compliant is going to be a primary job of the pharmacist. They will look at your refill rate. They will talk to you and work with you to see if there are any adverse conditions, any side effects. Are you feeling better? How's it working? They will also then work with our physicians as part of our team to best define the drugs you should be on. It's called medication therapy management. So many times we're faced with someone's baggie full of pills, and we have to figure out what's right for that patient, and we'll be able to do that.
Well, that's, you say you want to save some money, but the pharmacist talking more, I know it's clearly it's better for the patient.
Mm-hmm.
But the money isn't going to be saved by the increase in doctor-pharmacist interaction, is it?
No. You can bill. Medication therapy management is a billable charge in some instances, but that's not what we're going after. Actually, if we could work ourselves out of business, that's our goal. If we never had to fill another script or if we never had to see another patient, that would be an idealistic goal that we would try to achieve. In this case, though, there are so many of those patients that are not doing what they should, or they need the extra assistance that our pharmacist can give them along with the rest of the team, that those patients will get healthier too, reducing the spend that they have in the healthcare system.
So if something goes wrong because I don't take my medication, I don't wind up in the very expensive ER.
That's the idea.
Okay, so that makes sense. But then it also provides, it seems to me anyway, that it provides another way of interacting, a way of educating, because if, let's just say that but the doctors say something is important, it's easier to blow off than if just the doctor and if they're both coaching you,
that's
hey,
right.
Really be serious about this.
We are, right? And you're right. You're absolutely right. And it's a key factor that I believe all pharmacists in general try to do this. It's the ability they have to coordinate with the physicians and the patient that we think will be a step up for us because they'll be part of our team. But yeah, don't be surprised if you get that call from the pharmacist and they remind you, you know, you're 2 days late for your refill, or a script was provided for you 3 days ago and you haven't come in. Can we deliver it to you? And that's going to be part of this key service that we provide, getting the medication to the patients that were prescribed.
Now, how's that going to happen? I'm thinking like a computer program that goes beep, 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 or sends the doctor an email. Is that
maybe you could come work for us because you seem to have a good grasp on some of the toys we're going to have. It will be just that. The way our system is integrated, we will have that tickler file that will notify us. You'll see an unclaimed script that will show up. It will alarm us. Hey, you know, you're due for Tony's due for a refill in 2 days. What we want to do is get ahead of that so that we can call the patient before they miss the refill. We're going to have tools available to the patient. They can schedule their refills from their smartphone, from their computer, from our portal that we have the patients interact with our physicians already. We're going to make it pretty hard for you to ignore us.
Okay, so I can get my smartphone out, point it at the bottle, and take a picture through the app?
Well, you'll work through the app, and there'll be an app in there. You punch in a button or type in a
something
refill,
like that.
And yes, and then you'll come and pick it up.
Well, that's pretty easy.
We hope.
Okay, and I'm thinking that maybe it'll also cue other different kinds of things with the doctor or the pharmacist. If you know, they'll know the person, and maybe them not coming in is some kind of a red flag about a serious issue that might not have otherwise come to your attention.
You're correct. It's through the medical home model. It is purely and truly set on a team philosophy. We work with family and patients and all of the group of people that we have in that team so that everybody has their eye out for you. So you're not just a pharmacy patient. You're not just a medical patient. You're not just a home health patient. You become a patient of the system. Because the system's looking out for you, you've got a whole lot of eyes watching out for your well-being.
Mm-hmm. And so when do you have a target date on when pharmacy is going to open under Pella Regional's name?
March 2nd.
March 2nd.
Yes. Don will finish business as Crown Pharmacy at 1:30 on Saturday the 28th. The entire group will descend on there. We'll do an inventory. We'll change signs. It's going to look like a Chinese fire drill there probably. And then we open up Monday morning at 8 a.m.
And what's the new sign going to say?
It's going to say Pella Regional Health Center Pharmacy. We kept it as simple as we possibly could. But we wanted to make them aware that it's us doing the business.
Well, and staffing, what's going to be the staff there like?
Well, that changed a little bit on us too, because we thought we were going to ramp up from zero, and now buying a pharmacy that's established, we had to kind of hopscotch over to year two to see the volume. We have already in place 2.5 pharmacists. So that'll work. They'll work through those shifts, as well as 2.5 technologists or techs.
And I know I've got listeners thinking, what are the hours going to be? So yeah, I have to ask.
I'll go ahead and I'll tell you that. We are going to open from 8 to 7:30 Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 on Saturday, and 1 to 4 on Sunday.
You've got all this just right here in your head, don't you?
Well, I tell you what, I have been living this every minute for quite a while. It's been an exciting project that has been a lot of fun, but it has involved a lot of people and a lot of time, but I trust that it's going to be well worth our effort.
Anything else you'd like to tell the listeners today?
I think that what I would like them to do is recognize that we're trying to raise the level of service in Pella, that we are working on their behalf, and that if they have any questions, not to hesitate to ask. We'll be happy to answer them.